Brian went through all the walkthroughs, practice today. I don't know the exact number of reps, but I'll have to watch the video to give you to get a more accurate feel on how he did. But he looked good.
More optimistic about him?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Mike, is Casey's issue at all related to the hamstring from last year, or is this a separate
deal? Casey has a glute strain.
Several years ago, you had a problem with penalties, and you obviously got it screened out. How did you get that accomplished?
What year was that?
I think your first few years, I think you ranked high in penalties, and then last, 4 or 5 years, you get.
So was that like 6 years ago, or
whatever it was? If, I mean, you got that corrected. I guess how'd you accomplish that?
Well, I think it's the game of football. You stay focused on the things you need to improve on. Obviously, playing within the rules is important. In the early years, I think. For a coach, you try to establish, style play. Sometimes you get into those types of things. I mean, there's things schematically, technique you look at. We just emphasize it, I guess.
Like, you've gone against Calvin Johnson plenty of times over the years. Have you seen his game change or evolve as he's become more of a veteran player?
I mean, Calvin Johnson's a great player. They move him around. His ability to make big plays in all phases of the passing game is unique, and then you take the game into the red zone, and he's obviously a focal point.
Have you seen a change in the Lions' offense under Caldwell?
Well, I think the Lions' offense has made some changes. You can see more their utilization of personnel, run game, but there's still big play. Potential and productivity is very, very unique.
You guys always do those off-season studies with the, I guess, how do you prepare for a new coach? I mean, you go back and look at what his history is with past teams, or how do you?
You look at every coach's past history. You really dial into conceptual, things that they've had success or how you may project. They would want to use certain concepts with their personnel.
How would you assess your production from the tight end position so far?
Well, after two games, I think that opportunities in the passing game have been limited, but I think they improved from week one to week two.
Mike, last year Reggie Bush had a huge game against your team, and as much focus as Calvin Johnson gets, is it really just job one to stop him, particularly to keep him from getting out of the space?
Who's stopping Reggie? Reggie's an excellent football player. Really how we're going to go about attacking their defense. I mean, that's why you play the game. But he's definitely a weapon. So his ability to play in space is obviously unique. I think their big playability as an offense is clearly one of the highest, toughest challenges that we'll face this year.
How do you feel about playing a game this important this early in the season?
Well, I think they're all important. I thought the first two were important. You only get 16 of them. This is a division game, so this is of high importance. We understand what's in front of us. We have a little, adjusted approach to these types of games. These games are never easy. So we're just focused on doing the things where we feel we need to improve on, particularly in the preparation phase throughout the week. And, we know going to Detroit's it's a tough place to play. I mean, it's, just the way that stadium's constructed, and they got great, great fans, and they're explosive, very talented football team, new coach, with Jim there. And so it's a big challenge.
When you brought Jordy in, did you see this growth potential in him? What he would become?
Oh yeah, I think Jordy Nelson's been everything everybody thought he would be. I mean, he came in here, came here and contributed right away. Obviously, a second round pick, big receiver, smart, finishes catches yards after the catch. Yeah, I mean, he does it all.
Coach, you talk about it kind of being going into divisional games with kind of a different approach, but seeing that you have three divisional games.
Well, I think the biggest thing with this stretch is the number of games and 10, 11, 12 days that are in front of us. So obviously you have to look at big picture from a scheduling, we've done that. But this is a division game, and we're gonna take them one at a time. I mean, this is the big game going to Detroit. Tough team. So it's definitely a one at a time approach. We don't really look too far down the line.
What do you remember about the last time you traveled to Detroit in November?
I'm sorry?
What do you remember about the last time you traveled to Detroit in November?
It was a bad day. Yeah, you know, we lost the game. Bad day.
Mike, at the beginning of camp, you talked about the defense improving and the quote about the big bold letters. Where do you see that unit right now, and where do you see the areas where they really need to get better?
We've played two games, so I think we improved from week one to week two on defense, and we're looking to get better this week. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question.
DeAndre Levy.
Okay. Well, Levy, I think, you know, the New York Giants game, I thought he was outstanding. We have great respect for him. We clearly think he's one of their best players on defense. His productivity, just in particularly the old system and similar to what they're doing now, he has a really good understanding. I really like, you know, both those linebackers, I think, are outstanding players. So we have a lot of respect for him.
Jordy's had two really good games to start the year statistically. Is there any concern about the passing game becoming too reliant on him? Because in the past, you guys always spread it around. It seemed like just about everybody got equal touches.
Jordy Nelson's production is, you know, obviously a credit to him and the rest of our offense, the protection, and, you know, the quarterback, Aaron, getting him the football. So, I mean, ever how that sorts out, you know, at the end of the day, it's about scoring points, and he's been a big, you know, he's been a big factor in that.
You've had a ton of success against the division and against the Lions. Do you feel that's a result of the extra emphasis you put on it, or what do you attribute that to?
I can't judge that. I mean, we put a big emphasis on division games. Every place I've ever coached at in the National Football League puts a big emphasis on division games. So I'm sure Detroit's put an emphasis on it. But, you know, we've played well in division games. We spent a little extra time on it in the off season. But, you know, once again, it's week three. We need to improve from last week. That's really our focus.
Do you have any idea on how long-term might be for Andy Mulumba?
Andy Mulumba, he is lost for the season. So I had a chance to visit with him this morning. Very unfortunate.
Mike, I know it's a pretty small sample size at this point. What have you noticed about the Lions under Jim Caldwell, his stamp on that game?
Good question. I think I'll probably better answer that after I, you know, play against them live. But, you know, I think they're just looking at their defense. The defensive front's very disciplined, which has been the case here, you know, under Gunther, and I think that's continued on. So been impressed with it, you know, really their whole defense. I know they got a couple injuries, but, you know, their front seven and the ability to roll eight defensive linemen like that, I don't know if I've seen one through eight have the ability to play the way they do, and they don't miss a beat, and, you know, they play similar to one another, so there's it's a very good unit. Offensively, they're going through some, you know, they've gone through some scheme changes, a little more personnel as far as the base, so, you know, that'll be a challenge for us, and, you know, I think they're off to a good start on special teams.
Two more, please.
Mike, you talked about a target of 75 plays in a game. Mm-hmm. Could you expand on what the benefits are in that, and what do you have to do to achieve that besides just tempo? Also affect play calling to be
careful? It doesn't affect the play calling, but I think any time you set out and have a goal, I mean, as far as how you want to train your football team, you have to have a benchmark to achieve that kind of tempo. So that was the number that we've looked at past experiences in our no-huddle mode. So we felt it was a very attainable goal, kind of give us a benchmark. I feel strongly that any time you have anything happen in society, or particularly in our league, and it brings a focus from, you know, whether it's within or from the outside, it's important to, you know, check your mail. So we've definitely done that. We've talked about it as a football team.